VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A state-run news agency in Iran is reporting a suicide bombing in the country's southeast has killed at least 20 elite Revolutionary Guardsmen and wounded 20. The IRNA news agency reported the toll in the bombing Wednesday in Sistan and Baluchistan province. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. A former U.S. Air Force counterintelligence officer who defected to Iran 6 years ago has been charged with spying for the Iranian government and helping Iran target other U.S. intelligence agents. 39-year-old Monica Witt was indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington on charges of disclosing the code name and classified mission of a U.S. military special access program to the Iranian government. President Trump appears ready to accept the bipartisan border security deal aimed at avoiding another partial government shutdown. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on what seems to be the president's grudging acceptance of political reality.
The president says he's waiting to get a final text of the deal.
We'll be getting it. We'll be looking for landmines.
While the agreement would keep the government open, it would also give him just a fraction of the border wall money he's demanding. The president said several times yesterday he's unhappy with the deal, and today in the Oval Office would not tip his hand on whether he'd actually back it, saying only that he wants to avoid another government closure.
Shutdown would be a terrible thing.
The president's also insisting there will be a wall no matter what else happens. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An award-winning Philippine journalist and founder of a news website that's clashed repeatedly with President Rodrigo Duterte was arrested Wednesday. Maria Ressa was taken into custody following a complaint from a businessman. This is VOA News.